Okay, I'm ready.
Weirdo.
What?
Never in that moment.
What you need to do is be thankful for the life you got, you know what I'm saying? Stop looking at what you ain't got. Start being thankful for what you do got. Let's get to him.
Welcome back once again to Giant Opinions. I am Brian.
Jennifer.
Joseph.
All three of us here today. How's everyone doing?
Pretty good.
Pretty good. Usually I would talk about sports or politics, but anything else you guys got on your mind? Other than everyone's being sick and tired?
You mentioned on the last podcast I went to the eye doctor.
Oh, can you see us?
Just so you know, my taxes paid for that.
Hey. Hello, Canadian healthcare.
Because I was listening to the podcast afterwards, and you guys were talking about taxes.
Yeah. Way to link it.
See, the funny thing is that me from the States, from America, like I sent this to a lot of my friends back home, they don't have this luxury that we do. Like, hey, I got an eye doctor, an eye appointment, boop, boop, paid for.
That's right, paid for.
Beauty.
Most people don't even get to go.
No. Well, that's another podcast about Americans very reactive, right? We are very proactive in Canada.
That's right.
Thank
you. Did you say we're just kind of ahead of the curve?
Oh, yes.
I would say that too. Yeah, right. Either way, guys, can you remember back to when you were in either grade school, high school, university? Can you think of your favorite teacher
or
favorite professor?
Absolutely.
Can you name who, he or she?
I absolutely can.
Who is it?
I had two. I had Mr. Alemano. He was in junior high. And then I had Mr. Schmihalski when I was in high school.
Can you spell them?
Can I spell them? Absolutely not. Schmihalski, I cannot spell.
What about you, Jen?
I had a Mrs. Rourke, and she was an LA teacher, and she was so hard on me. She pushed me all the time, and during that time, of course, I did not like her very much because I felt she was always picking on me. Mm-hmm. But now I think my lucky stars, I had her, and I realized she was only doing it to make me better.
Yeah. You? Mine would have been my religion/soccer teacher in high school. Mr. Rogers, not the Mr. Rogers you're thinking of, but in university or in college, it was Stan the Man Mertzman.
Stan the Man.
You know what he taught me? Geology. Best teacher, hands down.
Why? What made him the best?
The communication, like about the subject, but also like he was invested in me, the student, or us, the class. Like he just wanted to know and just be involved with. It was relationships. Like, he just wanted to have a good relationship with his students. And even outside the class, we ended up finding a common ground where we both like running. So sure enough, he and I would start going for runs together. Me in university in my 20s, he in his 60s.
Wow.
And he is also an outstanding runner, but that's beside the point. But it was great, right?
My favorite teacher made me cry on the first day.
Oh.
Of grade 7. And somehow, he ended up being my favorite teacher. I didn't realize until afterwards that he was like an essential piece of my education.
Ooh, there's hope for me yet.
So all three of us are sitting here going like, yeah, this teacher was great, and this teacher was great, and Jimmy Rogers, man, he was out of this world. We have 5 students with us here today, and they're all junior high students ranging from grade 7 to grade 9. And who knows, maybe one of your favorite teachers is in this room right now. Maybe. But our topic today is, should students be allowed to grade their teachers? Now, obviously, we would have given our favorite teachers great grades, and we probably would have a few teachers that maybe we wouldn't have given good grades to. But our conversation today is, should students at some level, any level, no level, be allowed to give their teachers an end-of-year grade? So it could go either way. I don't know.
I mean, how this is going to go.
The ball is totally in your court, guys. But we have 5 students. We have Sherry.
Hi.
Hi, Sherry. Piper.
Hello.
There's Piper. Torin.
Hi.
Kiwi. And then we have our one gentleman in the room here.
Hello.
Hello, Luck. How are you?
Good, how are you?
You okay representing the male population today?
Yeah.
Very good. Sounds good to me. Well, who wants to start us off? Yes, no, in the middle, kind of, sort of?
I think yeah, we should be able to grade our teachers.
Can you give us a quick 1-2 sentence statement why?
Well, if the teachers can grade us on like, hey, they did good on this assignment, but that, then we should be able to grade them on how, hey, they taught us good on this one, but they kind of slacked on this one.
When you say slack, do you mean?
Like, they didn't do a good job.
They did not do a good job.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they didn't do a good job teaching the subject?
Yeah.
Okay. How would you know whether they taught the subject well or not?
That's kind of a difficult question.
Yeah, I mean, the teachers obviously have a background and education of what they need to teach. And we're teaching that information to students. You guys are just assuming that we're giving you all the right data, correct? Which we are, right? Do you guys teach fake things? No fake news coming out of you guys? No?
No fake news.
No fake news. Another day. Another day. But anyone that's right away opposed to that we should not grade teachers?
I oppose that we should not grade our teachers because, say, someone has a biased opinion on a teacher. Like, say, you were related to a teacher, and because you're related to that teacher, your opinion was different from if you were not related to that teacher.
Well, yes, because I would be related to that teacher, and I would have a relationship. But if we're talking about Brian, then I'm not related to him. I only know him from teaching.
In my personal experience, I know that it's kind of just like at a home thing with like relationships at home, and a school thing when you're in school. You don't really talk to that teacher.
Okay, let's get off the topic of being related, though, because even in our school, if we have kids who are related to teachers, they're not supposed to be being taught by them at all. So let's just go back to your, you know, the teachers you like, the teachers you don't like.
Okay.
So, Cherry, what do you think?
Okay, so we were talking about how Ms. Jennifer was saying how her teacher pushed her.
Oh, yes.
And us in junior high teenagers, we have that mindset that this teacher is pushing us. This teacher is bullying us. This teacher is picking on us. So again, we're gonna grade that teacher on how we think and not how they're teaching us. That's gonna be lying. Because we're looking at how the teacher is teaching and what the teacher is talking about.
So what do you think are the three or four biggest things you would want to, oh sorry, you're against it. So let me ask the two of you. What are the two, three biggest things you would want to be able to grade your teachers on?
Well, I would like to be able to grade my teachers on, like, if they actually did the curriculum.
It's a hard word.
Like maybe do, like, a class where you did research for an hour, and then you have, like, what you're supposed to be doing the year.
But, Piper, can we trust kids to do that research?
No, because, like, the thing is, like, as teenagers, we lead with our heart but don't think with our brains, and so because of that, like, we're acting with our emotions and not like thinking things through like properly and like logically. And so like I know like my friends or like even me, like I would judge my teachers like based on like, you know, other things rather than like whether they're a good teacher or not. Because like when you're, the whole point of like rating your teachers is like, are they a good teacher? Not like, oh, are they like a good person or, you know, stuff like that.
I totally agree with what she said. But if you're going to be rating a teacher, you have to figure through your head, did they do a good performance? Were they ready? If they were going to hand stuff out, did they hand out all the materials, things like that? Are they friendly to everybody else? It is also a work environment. So you would also have to respect and be friendly.
I agree with what you're saying, but some kids, they don't see stuff like that. They could take one bad moment from the whole year and ruin that for the teacher.
And by ruin it, you mean their comments for the year is based off of one moment. Yeah, which may be academic or non-academic.
Exactly.
That's a strong point.
Anything to say about that?
It's like kind of like one big thing that happened. Then, like, I kind of get it, but at the same time, you'll kind of move on from it. Maybe it started at the first thing at the year, like Mr. Joe said, that his teacher made him cry on the first day, and yet it was his favorite teacher. So it can make a difference.
But also that took years of, realizing that that teacher was his favorite teacher.
That's true, but
I was scared for him for 3 years.
Exactly.
It wasn't until after I left junior high that I realized what a great impact he had on my life.
How?
And what do you?
It wasn't until after. So if I had rated him, let's say this existed back when we were students, I would have given him a horrible rating and a horrible review. And it wasn't until I was well into high school that I realized what he did for me. And I then made contact with him, and we developed a relationship after that.
It's funny you said that, because I wrote that down in my notes too, that I, at that time, I would have given that teacher a horrible mark because I thought she was so mean and cruel. But then looking back, I realized she wasn't. She was just trying to make me better.
And pushing you, mm-hmm. right? Because the teacher sees, hey, I know you've got potential. I know you can do it. And sometimes at the time in junior high, I had no idea what the plan was that this teacher had. Somebody says curriculum to me, I wouldn't have batted an eye.
Do you guys as students think that your teachers are mean to you?
Sometimes.
Not
kind of. Not directly mean, but like for my thing, I sent it to him. Like I sent a
project.
Project. And he said it didn't come in, and I sent it again, and it didn't come in again. So I got kind of frustrated.
I also had a teacher like that last year, where he was just picking on me every day, and I just felt like I hated him so much. But instead of 3 years into the future or 10 years into the future, like you guys had. I felt when I got into grade 9 that what he did for me back then helped me out so much that what he taught me I can use in my future now.
So do you think it is more teachers being mean, or do you think it's teachers that are pushing you?
I think
or is it both?
A little bit of both.
Okay.
Depends on the person too.
I would say mostly pushing you to the limit, but also like maybe a little mean.
Like I know for like last year, like one of my teachers, like they seem to like have a lot of emotions, and like, so like I got so scared to like enter his class because I was like, oh my gosh, like is he gonna yell at us again, or like is he gonna be, you know, upset with us over something like one person did, and you know.
So basically your heart sank when you went into that classroom?
Yeah.
Another thing is the point of view. The way that junior high or the way students see stuff is it's very, very different from the way teachers are seeing the stuff we do. Like if we talk a lot and the teacher yells at us, the students are gonna think, oh, this teacher's mean, he's not letting us talk to our friends. But the teacher's like, we gotta learn stuff, and we're not gonna get through anything if you just keep on talking the way you're talking.
I agree so much with that. When I went into grade 7, I'm like, oh, okay, now I gotta move classes and stuff. I gotta climb stairs every single day, things like that. And when I went into the classroom, I didn't know what the teacher would be like. But now in grade 9, you develop that special relationship with that teacher, that one you like, where you could just walk into the room, say, hey, what's up? Can I sit here for lunch or finish some homework? And they'd be so cool with that. But in grade 7, I felt like, to some teachers, I could never do that because I never developed that kind of relationship with them.
I feel you on that one because I'm like kind of just a little shy towards people, and then coming to a new school, I didn't know anyone. And
so and Kiwi, you're a grade 7, and Lucky, you're a grade 9. Your statement is accurate. It took you 3 years to make that relationship with the teacher, where Kiwi, you've only been here for 3 months, right? And you're just not there yet. So maybe it has something to do with relationships. But what would you give your teacher in grade 7 versus what you would give the same teacher in grade 9?
That's a great question.
Fair enough.
Right?
So pick teacher A. Just think of someone in your mind and be honest, someone who you're not sure you liked. What grade would you have given them in grade 7? Out of 10.
Out of 10. I'd say a 5 or a 6.
Because?
Because I didn't really know them. I didn't know what their story was. I only knew what they were teaching me and talking to me about.
And now?
It would be higher because I know more about them, I know how many kids they teach and stuff like that.
So, sorry Kiwi, because you're a grade 7, but Sherry, Piper, and Torin, you guys have been here for 2 years. Have you had any teacher 2 years in a row? And would you have given them a lesser grade in grade 7 and a higher grade in grade 8?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I've had no teacher 2 years in a row, but I've grown relationships with some teachers.
Well, that's good. Yeah.
So. I think this year, like, I've definitely developed much more of a relationship with my teachers than last year. And the teachers that I'm, like, creating a relationship with, I didn't have last year. So I've made a bigger effort. But I feel like last year and this year, I feel like with rating, I would have given my teachers, like, the same mark regardless. So
agreed.
I agreed because I would give my teachers I don't really have a problem with all of my teachers last year. I think they were really nice, and they always pushed every single one of us to do our best, and I would give them a good mark both this year and last year. So probably I wouldn't change their mark.
And how about you, Kiwi, since you've been here?
At the start, I was like, wait, what? What's going on? Because I was so used, I was like attached to the textbook. Like, that's what I thought everything had to be out of, nothing else than the textbook, because that's what I've been taught. My math teacher, he doesn't use the textbook at all. He just says, bring it home. Leave it there till the end of the year.
It's a smart teacher.
Hmm.
I wonder where that teacher is.
Must be doing something right. Well, let me progress it forward a little bit, because it sounds like, and Piper, you had a good point of that students very much will comment or rate with their heart and not with their brain. Is there an age then? Now, I know all of you guys are young teens. Maybe when you're older teens, 17, 18, grade 11, grade 12, could that be a more accurate rating of a teacher?
Totally.
Yeah.
True.
So then when do we start to say, okay, these ratings are valid?
Like, my sister, she's in university, and what she's told me was that they, like, in the midterms and then, like, at the end of the year, they'll, like, have a class where they'll do a survey on the teacher, and then the professor will leave the classroom, and then they will, like, everyone, you know, gives professors, like, a pretty good rating. Some of them, you know, might give, like, you know, a bit more of a harsher one, and so I think, like, maybe, like, higher up, like maybe high school, I feel like is when you could start, but like for junior high, like no, definitely not.
I would say that in the university I went to, we did the same thing. Every class at the end of the year, we did a rating of every teacher that you were sitting, but they were all done anonymous, and the whole class did it, and it was not posted online. So that's the next thing. All of these postings, these rate my professor, rate my teacher, these are public posts, whereas what your sister went through, it's a survey that goes to the administration of the university, and they can personally judge whether Professor A or Professor B is doing a good job or bad job, right? So in this world that we live in, where everything is now public and online, should it be online?
I think it should be online, because one of my reasonings would be if, let's say, someone from or another university, like in the States, can hire that person if they want. Like, oh, this person is doing a really good job in that university. I want them to come to my university and teach there. So they could do that. And then if you're entering that university and you see a bunch of these posts about, oh, this A is very bad, but B professor is very good, I would want B professor. And then if I get A professor, I know what I'm dealing with. And so I know how to prepare for that.
Interesting.
But how do you know if they're honest?
I think that it's...
Well, if 10 or 11 is not going to be honest, at least you know at least one of the posts it's going to be honest. So you know, you have a rough idea. If you read most of them, you have a rough idea of what you're going to do.
But, like, when you're looking at a ratio, like, you're usually, like, what we do is, like, you'll look at, like, majority over, like, if you have... So, like, if you have 10 people and 7 of them say a teacher's bad and they're being dishonest, and then you have 3 who are being honest and, you know, say that, like, the teacher's, like, okay, like, you're most likely going to listen to the 7 people because, again, like, you don't know if they're lying or not, so you're just going to have to purely go on what they're saying.
But then that would be also your own personal preference. If you want to meet that teacher, like Joe, he looks friendly and stuff, but if I go to talk to him, he could be very rude, and he could be one of the professors that got a very good rating on stuff like that.
Well, that's the thing. Like, you could, you know, email the school and ask them, or you could talk to former students and ask them on their opinion for that, rather than going online.
I agree with that.
I do agree with what Lux says, because if you do go on the internet, more people are likely gonna go on the internet and are gonna write bad reviews, because if you don't like this teacher, you're obviously gonna tell other students, like, don't write a good review about this teacher.
So ratemyteacher.com is on there, and we've taught
Rate My Professor,
Rate My
Professor
is the university one, and I think this year I teach over 200 students, probably about the same with you guys.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I went on to Rate My Teacher just now as we were preparing for this.
No, you didn't.
Me too.
Yeah, and I've got 2 reviews.
I won't.
I have one.
I've been here for...
You have about 2 or 3.
I've been here for 3 years.
I don't want to know.
And there's only 2 reviews on there.
So if you, like,
so how
so
accurate is that?
I've been here for 3.5 years. I know you've been here a lot longer.
13.
Let's say you've reached, okay, 13. Okay, let's say you've taught 200 kids per year. Let's do the math.
That's a lot.
Very good. 2000. About 2,500 kids, right? And you have 3 reviews out of 2,500 students. So where's the accuracy?
Which means someone was either very angry or very happy.
Mm-hmm. The average student, as you were saying, Piper, right? The majority, they're not doing it. So if you go on Rate My Teacher, you have the extremes that are posting. The very negatives or the very positives. So how do you fix that?
Well, not one of my reviews says, yeah, Mr. Joe, he's just okay.
I looked at the first reviews. Like, there was, like, percentages, and it was, like, on how helpful she was. And so it was, like, 1 to 5 stars. And so five stars for being helpful.
And since I have you as my teacher, like, I know that, like, you're pretty helpful. But, like, you know, it's just, like, one of those things where, like, you don't know because, you know, it's online.
So in junior high, you guys don't pick your teachers. You are assigned teachers with a schedule. Yes. So what does Rate My Teacher help you for?
Nothing.
It would help you for, like, knowing, like, just knowing ahead of time what the teacher's like.
What you're getting into?
Yeah, and I think that, like, there should be a password for the school that you're designated in. And then fellow, like, teachers and that, or, like, principals could look at it and, like, if a teacher...
Plus, at the end of the year or at the end of the break or something, it doesn't say, oh, and remember to go online and rate your teachers. Like, it doesn't say that. You could have the odd thought cross your mind and say, I wonder if there's a Rate Your Teacher app or something like that. So that's another reason why many people have not probably rated their teachers.
So the two of you that are for rating your teachers, do you feel like it's more beneficial for the school to know what their teachers are doing, or is it more beneficial for the students as a warning or a foresight of what's coming up?
I would say more beneficial to the school, but also beneficial to the children.
I also say both, too.
For both? So if it is going to be more beneficial to the school or to the district or whoever it is, do you feel that it should be done kind of like your sister in university, that every student at the end of the year should get an anonymous piece of paper to rate your teacher?
Yeah. I also think instead of having it also at the end of the year, have it halfway after or before you go to Christmas break.
And the three of you that are against rating your teachers, a paper survey, a paper rating that's not public, that goes to the administration, yay or nay?
Let's make it, like, let's not tell people about this at the beginning. Make it a surprise. So the students don't have any more time, like, to plan this.
So you're saying just randomly give them, like, a random day in December.
Yeah.
Here's the survey, fill it out, first thoughts today.
Yeah.
Because then you would get what? Some people on good days, some people on bad days, the majority of them in the middle.
Yeah.
Okay. I need more time for them to get to know me.
Yeah.
I'm not good at the beginning.
So if you had, like, if you take your year in semesters, the semester one ends end of January, right? And then semester two ends in June, right? So you could do it in both of those relative terms.
Yeah, I think it should be twice, and maybe they could do it as a group, and everyone would have a valid opinion, and then it would be more honest.
And then with professors, since they're, instead of teaching 30 people each class, it would be 200 or 300 students a class.
Depending on the university, yeah.
Yeah.
So but in university, you also pick your professors, mm-hmm. right? Really? Many, many times you can pick the class.
Yeah,
I want that class at that day and that time because that professor is teaching. Mm-hmm. So in that situation...
So you could choose your good professor.
You want to pick the professor you want, yeah. So Rate My Professor has a little bit more weight to it.
If you're also going into university and there's no Rate My Professor app there, how would you know which one's the good one? You have to ask other people.
There you go.
Okay, very good. We're coming to an end here, coming to a close. So final thoughts. Should teens grade their teachers and why?
I think yes.
How?
Both. Because if you're doing it straight on, like, one of the random days, then they'll have an honest opinion. But if they do it online, they'll have to think out what they want to say instead of just writing it down.
Okay.
I think that they should be, but with a classroom, so it's more honest.
I think a certain age group should be allowed to do that.
And what, real quick, not to divert, but what age group should we start this?
I think the people in university and ending high school.
So you're still in the opinion of junior high, no grading, no, right? No even random surveys?
No.
High school, later in high school?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think junior high, not at all. Because say someone doesn't bring their paper in and then shows all their friends what they think about that teacher, they'll have a biased opinion on that teacher, and say one of the friends has that teacher next year, they'll have that biased opinion for that teacher.
So that opinion may carry from year to year?
Yeah.
Okay, final thought, Ms. Piper?
No, because like if you're scared about like a teacher not doing their job or whatever, like a teacher should like notice like if like a class isn't doing as well. So, and I also think it's important, like if you have a problem with a teacher, it should go up to them. And I think that's like what's special between like a teacher-student relationship is that you can be transparent.
Yeah. I do like how we've used the word relationships over and over and over in this podcast, because I think that sums up teaching in a nutshell, right?
Absolutely.
To be an effective teacher, you have to have that
relationship.
You have to build them, and you take the time to build them. Kids sometimes at the beginning of the year have no idea what I'm going to be like, for example, as a teacher. I think some of them have that look of fear in his eye, in their eyes, like she's going to be one way or another. And then once they get to know me, I think they realize there's whole other sides of me in terms of my love for my subject, and it opens up new doors.
Yeah. And I think not that it's hard to have that relationship with a grade 7 student, but it does take a year or two or three to develop that relationship and have these relationships that you were talking about, Joe, where it took you 3 years outside of the school to have it.
Yeah, it took a while.
So, to our panel, thanks for doing this for us.
Thank you.
Right, it was great. You guys did a really good job.
You've inspired me to want to contact my favorite teacher, Mrs. Rourke, now. So if you're listening, Mrs. Rourke.
We will send her the link. Right. Stan the man.
He's got to be about mad.
It's got to be like 70. That guy's great. I hope he's doing well, too. So, to our American listeners, happy Thanksgiving.
Sure.
Right? No, not sure. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving's past, but happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. And
enjoy
your day.
What is it? What's the next day? Black Friday.
Black Friday.
Yeah, and Cyber Monday.
Cyber Monday. Everyone's got their holidays coming up. Christmas on the next podcast. So from, again, I'm Brian.
Jennifer.
Joseph.
Giant Opinions signing off. Sláinte.